I would propose to proceed, as I suggested, by inviting comments page by page to this report. So I wonder if there are any comments to page one of the report. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We note the criticisms from some participants of the Chair's handling of the working group meeting last year in Adelaide. Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to note for the record that the ruling which related to whether certain UK documents should be presented at that meeting was not favourable to the UK. In those circumstances, the UK could have had some cause for complaint, but we accepted the Chair's ruling in those circumstances. Mr. Chairman, we would just like to reaffirm the UK's continuing support for the Chairman of this working group. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Any other comments to first page? We then turn to the second page. Oh, US, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to express similar support for the Chairman of the working group. Thank you.
Japan, please.
さっきチアがですね、去年 の, そのレコードに照らしても日本 の, その主張は正しくないと言いましたけれども、我々はそういうディスカッションの結果をここに記録してませんので、それはチアのサマリゼーションが正しくないということをまず持って申し上げます。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was mentioned by the chair of this working group.That in the light of the records of last year, the contention of Japan was not correct, that there was no records of that discussion to that effect, and the summary made by the chair in that respect, in our view, was not correct.
去年はですね、UK がその日本のですね、そのイルカ漁、ドライブ漁ですが、日本にとってはイルカはもうマグロと一緒でございましてね、私なんか見ると食欲が湧くんですが、それをですね、イギリスの夕食の時間に合わせて、その放映したと。で、これはイギリスがですね、その、この委員会でそのことをドキュメンテーションにして報告しようとしたんでですね、我々はですね、それは不適切であると。こういう主張をしたわけであります。これはあたかもですね、フットエンドマウスディジーズで殺したその300万頭の羊をですね、血を見ているシーンをですね、あたかもその食卓の前にですね、その映像で届けるようなものでありましてですね、これはそのような映像が不適切だとして放映されないんであるとすれば、イルカも放映してはならないと。そういう単純なことを申し上げたわけであります。で、それについて、のですね、我々は主張が認められるようにということをお願いしただけです。以上です。
And last year, the UK was trying to show a videotape of Japanese dolphin drive fishing. And for us, the dolphin is like a tuna, and when we look at dolphins, it stimulates our appetite. And in the United Kingdom, during the dinner hours, they broadcast Japanese dolphin drive fishing and try to document that and try to report it to the working group meeting. And it was like broadcasting.And images of the 3 million sheep that were killed for foot and mouth disease in the United Kingdom at the time of a dinner hour. And the same thing applies to a dolphin drive fishing. It is not something that should be done. And that was the point that we made last year. I just wanted to make that point clear here. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. I think this is nothing we need to decide now. Chairs are...appointed intersessionally, I believe, and we will leave it for the future to see how this goes. Are there any other comments on page one? New Zealand, please. Oh, page two. We are... On page 2 now, New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like previous delegations before us, we would also like to express our appreciation for the report chaired by Dr. Briand and to express our full confidence in his ability as chair. We noted the continuing progress towards reduced times to death for hunted whales, but during the workshop we were concerned by the revelation that the times to death for minke whales in the JARPA program that were presented by Japan for the 2000-2001 season were longer than the times for the commercial hunt in 1983-84. We were somewhat puzzled by Japan's reply in the working group that the data were not collected in the same manner in 1983-84 as the JARPA data are collected, and we simply wonder whether Japan could clarify for us the nature of the differences in the way that times to death were recorded in 1983 and 1984 season and in the JARPA 2000-2001 season, and why they now appear to be longer than 18 years ago when we understand that the cold harpoon was still in use. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Would Japan like to respond? Japan, please.
ドナヒューさん、あなたは本当に1回で分かってくれるとありがたいんですが。
Mr. Donahue, I wish you would understand once, if I said it once for all.
ですね、日本のですね、1983年、4年の操業はですね、これはコマーシャルオパレーションなんですよ、コマーシャルウェディング。で、今のですね、その操業はですね、リサーチオペレーションなんです、アンダースペシャルパーミットのですね。コマーシャルのオペレーションの時はですね、寄ってきたこの太い、それもそのターゲットがしやすいそのですね、そのクジラをその狙うわけですね。したがってですね、これノルウェーの場合もそうなんですが、非常に仕留めやすいわけです。したがって即死率も高いしですね、キリングタイムも短いんです。
So、in 1983 and 1984.That was commercial operations, whereas at present it is research whaling under the special permit. And when we are operating the hunting commercially, we hunt the big whales that come closer to the vessels, and it is easier to target, and it is easier to hit, and instantaneous death rate is of course higher, and total time to death is shorter with commercial whaling, as Norwegian operations have demonstrated.
それからですね、今のですね、最近のオペレーションはリサーチオペレーションですから、その小さいやつからですね、大きいやつまでいろいろ取るわけなんですよ。そうするとですね、それからですね、データをきちっと取らなくちゃ、例えばイヤープラグなんかは取らなくちゃならないですから、イヤープラグをダメージしないようにですね、打たなくちゃなりません。したがって、こういうコンストレインツがあるとですね、どうしてもその時間が長くなるわけですね。それでも今3分いくらかな ?20 秒ぐらいですかね。前は2分38秒、4秒ぐらいだったと思いますけど。コマーシャルの時はですね。
And in the recent years, under research whaling operations, the hunt that we carry out ranges from small whales to large whales. We also have to, so we are not simply taking the large whales. And also we have to take scientific data. We must make sure that when we hunt, we do not damage the earplugs of the whales.So that we are working, hunting under a number of constraints and naturally that translates into longer time to death. But we have been able to reduce the time to death to 3 minutes 20 seconds or so. Whereas at the time of the commercial whaling, it was 2 minutes 38 or 40 seconds.
ですからいつでもそれより今より改善するアドバイスがあったらですね、ニュージーランドもアドバイスしてください。ニュージーランドもですね、羊を殺す経験がいっぱいあって上手でしょうから、それから教えてください。
And if New Zealand have a constructive advice on how best we may be able to reduce time to death further, we shall appreciate such advice very much. Since New Zealand has long experience of killing sheep, you may be able to give us good advice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Japan. Are there any more comments relating to page 2? UK has asked for the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would simply observe, having heard the reply of the distinguished delegate for Japan, that if I wanted any more arguments to suggest that lethal scientific research was undesirable, I've got now quite a lot. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Do we have any comments on page 3? Denmark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Approximately on the middle of the page, that is the third paragraph under 4, starting with Iceland support the position of Norway, naturally I will not comment on what Iceland said, but then continues Denmark considers and so on and so on. I think we may all have been a little busy, but simply to make it clear that our position regarding the UK paper is well known and well described in the report from the IMS group, namely that the parts of the UK papers which are more or less identical or modernized versions of the content of chapter 6 in the present schedule are naturally okay to be put in an IMS, but here we're talking about whale killing methods, and as I said, a number of the points in the UK documents are points which we not feel should be incorporated in an IMS, but which we are willing to discuss in the whale killing methods groups, naturally, as long as we are talking about baleen whales and, for that sake, sperm whales. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Are there any other comments to this report from the working group? Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to briefly comment about this issue. My delegation would welcome any technological improvements in whale killing method. Anyone would want to see whaling conducted in a more human fashion, but it is a different manner to include animal welfare issue in a management of schemes. So my delegation do not agree to welfare issue incorporated in a resource management scheme. Thank you.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is Norway's position that this item is outside the scope of the convention, but working in good faith with IWC, we are willing to continue to provide data as to the improvement in the killing in the hunt of the Norwegian minke whaling. We will also continue to participate in helping to improve the hunting methods in other whaling countries as much as we can. But Mr. Chairman, I have to restate the position of Norway that also was reported in the report from the chairman of the group, that we disagree that this is an item for to be included in RMS, and we will also restate that as to the duties of the international observer, it will be to check that only lawfully and approved killing equipment and methods are used. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 3 ページの不評6に福祉問題を含める提案に関するコメントであります。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to also comment upon this proposal to include welfare issues, which is shown in page 3.
これまで繰り返して述べておりますように、捕鯨活動にあたって動物福祉に関する情報収集を義務付けるというイギリス提案には強く反対いたします。このような情報収集は国際捕鯨取締条約の目的権限を明確に逸脱するものであるからです。
As we have repeatedly maintained, we strongly object to the UK's proposal to make the collection of animal welfare information obligatory to whaling operations. The collection of such information is clearly beyond the purpose and competence of the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling.
英国提案にはこの種の情報収集が鯨類資源の持続的利用との関連でどうして必要なのか、科学的知見に基づいた納得できる説明は全くありません。
The UK's proposal do not include any, in any way, a persuasive explanation based on scientific findings why they deem the collection of such information necessary for the sustainable use of whales.
捕鯨管理、鯨類資源管理上不必要な措置であって、この不要修正提案は条約第5条にの要件を満たしておりません。したがって条約の明文の規定に従い、この提案は否決されなければなりません。もちろん英国が捕鯨を再開する場合に独自の国内規制としてこの種の情報収集を捕鯨者に義務付けることは自由であります。しかし条約上の義務として締約国にこのような管理措置を課すことは正当化できないと思います。
Such a measure is unnecessary for the control of whaling and the management of the whale stocks, and their proposal to amend the schedule does not meet the conditions stipulated in Article 5.2 of the Convention. Therefore, the proposal must be voted down. Of course, the UK is free to enforce a national regulation of obligating the collection of such information when they resume whaling.But imposing such a management measure as an obligation under the convention to contracting nations is not justifiable.
しかもこの措置が不当に過剰な負担を捕鯨者に捕鯨操業に負わせるものであることは明らかであります。捕鯨操業に負担を課すためだけの提案であって、国際捕鯨取締条約を全く無視しているのではないかとすら疑われます。
Moreover, it is clear that such a measure will place undue and excessive burden on whaling operations. We are driven to suspect that the proposal completely ignores the convention and that its purpose is simply to place a burden on whaling operations.
また、RMS の最終化が IWC の内外で強く求められている今日の状況にもかかわらず、条約の枠外の事項を必要に不要に含めるよう要求する英国の提案は、誠実に条約目的を追求し条約規定を遵守する他の締約国にとって到底受け入れられるはずがありません。このような英国の提案は RMS 完成を遅らせるための遅延戦術以外の何者でもないと思います。
It is out of the question for other member nations that faithfully pursue the objectives of the convention and follow its provisions to accept the proposal of the UK, which persists in requesting the incorporation of elements quite outside the convention, despite the strong call from both within and without the IWC to finalize the RMS. The UK's proposal is nothing but a tactic to delay the completion of the RMS.
法の支配と調和の精神に基づくべき国際機関のメンバーとして、英国が直ちにこの提案を撤回するよう強く要求をいたします。
We strongly urge the UK to immediately withdraw their proposal as the member of an international organization that is ruled by law and based upon the spirit of harmony.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
Thank you, Japan.I now have US and UK on my list, and I will remind you that I said that I intend to keep this agenda item open, or rather that we should continue tomorrow morning. So I intend to draw a line here and end this day's work and give us some time to reflect on what we have achieved today. I have also Iceland asking for the floor. So I make it US, UK, Iceland, and then I'll close today's session, but keep the agenda item open until tomorrow. US, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a brief comment. The U.S. supports the United Kingdom's proposal to include welfare issues in Chapter 6 of the schedule, with the understanding that, as discussed in the working group, these requirements would not be applicable to Aboriginal subsistence whaling. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. U.K.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm conscious of the time, so I won't go into great detail in this particular agenda item. We've been through most of the arguments and discussion in the working group. I'd like to thank Japan for its advice on national regulations, and we'll look to them for guidance if the UK were ever to resume whaling. I suspect they may have to wait some time for that particular call.
Thank you, UK.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I haven't finished yet.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I'm also aware that some delegations have declared their view that the collection of humane killing data is outside of the competence of the IWC. Mr. Chairman, with this in mind, I'd just like to draw the Commission's attention to an extract on the new observer schemes from Appendix 8 of the report of the 31st annual meeting held in 1980 as follows. It is recommended that all countries involved in observer scheme arrangements consider the possibility of combining the duty of IWC observers with such other functions as the countries concerned may agree with respect to scientific research and collection of information regarding humane killing. Mr. Chairman, that clearly sets a precedent in terms of what information can and should be collected by the IWC. Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to draw attention to a meeting or a workshop which was held earlier this year, organised by the RSPCA, of leading international cetacean scientists and vets, which concluded that there is considerable potential for suffering by cetaceans during current whaling practices. Existing IWC criteria for determining death in cetaceans are insufficient to allow the assessment of the onset of insensibility or death. We therefore have serious concerns over the welfare implications resulting from the inadequacies of these criteria. Mr. Chairman, we feel that clearly highlights the desperate need for improved data in this area, and we firmly believe that this should be collected by the IWC. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Iceland.
Thank you, Chairman. Iceland supports the views expressed by Norway and Japan.
Thank you, Iceland. With that, I close the meeting for today. Agenda item 5 is still open and will be finished tomorrow morning. And we start at 9 o'clock promptly. Are there any practical messages from the Secretary? No. So thank you very much for today. So I open the session and we should continue where we said we should continue. Those are the remaining items from Monday. I intend to start with the outstanding secret ballot resolution where we might get consensus and continue then to finish item 5. Before getting into sanctuaries, my idea today is that we should start the sanctuaries after we have finished 3 and 5 and take on 6 at a later point. And you can see from the schedule that we have planned to finish sanctuaries today and also agenda item 8 and 9, Aboriginal subsistence whaling and revised management scheme, first half of that, 9.1. So let me then turn to the still open agenda of item 3, secret ballots, where there were discussions going on in order to try to find consensus on the resolution. Could somebody inform me about the situation with that resolution? Who would like to speak to that?
Jim is not here.
Actually, I can see that consulting is still going on that proposal or that resolution. I would therefore propose that we try to finish agenda item 5 first and take 3 afterwards in order to speed up the process here. So I return to the open item 5, which is whale killing associated welfare issues. We discussed the report yesterday, and I think we finished that. So we need to go on to action arising. There is a resolution, which is the resolution RWC 53/28, resolution on whale killing methods. And I wonder if any one of the proposers would like to speak to the resolution. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The UK would like to propose adoption of this important resolution. Despite varying views on IWC competence on this matter, we think that all delegations recognise the need to do everything possible to reduce suffering and pain in hunted whales. This resolution calls for continued cooperation and submission of data by contracting governments to future relevant working groups and workshops of the IWC, and simply follows up the recommendations set out in the action plan. We would strongly endorse this recommendation, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I invite comments on the resolution IWC 53/28. Germany, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We think that the issue of humane whale killing methods and associated welfare issues are of high importance for the regulation of whaling. And therefore, we are co-sponsors of this resolution. And we want to ask all contracting member governments to adopt this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Germany. Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Concerning this resolution, I have a technical question. The last paragraph says all contracting governments should provide appropriate technical assistance to reduce time to unconsciousness and death. Now, I wonder, how is the difference made between unconsciousness and death? What are the signs? Can this be determined? Because if it cannot be determined, then we would ask the impossible in this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Denmark has no problems in general as to the wording of this resolution, but we would like to point to two things which are important to us, as we have said earlier. First of all, a number of these whale killing exercises are, in our opinion, something that we may discuss in, among other things, a workshop, but should not necessarily be applied to the IMS process as such. And the other thing is naturally the well-known thing that we only are holding the opinion that the IWC has competence as to baleen whales and sperm whales. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Denmark. Sweden.
Mr. Chairman, when mammal hunting is performed, it is of the utmost importance that the killing is done in a fast and painless way as possible. In Sweden, all hunting is strictly regulated by law, and the methods applied are continuously improved in order to make the killing as fast and as painless as ever possible. Similar rules are being applied within the fishery in accordance with the law of conduct. For huge animals like whales, this is even more important because of their ability to withstand killing methods. Sweden attaches great importance to this issue. In particular, we want to stress the need for improvement in the Aboriginal subsistence whaling procedures to reduce the suffering of whales. We would also like to acknowledge the cooperation of all members to have the text in the report of the Revised Management Scheme Working Group, 53/9, on top of page 17, included in the proposal schedule, without reservations, that has been done. The text we proposed there states that the hunting of whales shall be undertaken so that hunted whales does not experience unnecessary suffering. And we strongly support the motion by Australia. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sweden. Japan, please.
議長どうもありがとうございます。日本はですね、このキリングメソッドの議論はですね、 IWC の管轄権外という立場であることを何年も明確にしておりますし、もう毎年明確にしておりますし、今年も明確にします。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Japan has been every year clearly stating that this whale killing methodis the outside the purview or the scope of the IWC, and so I'd like to repeat that statement here.
しかし日本のその立場をですね、害しないという前提でですね、コメントをいたしますと、まずですね、プリアンブラーの disappointed で始まる文章はですね、これは日本にとってはですね、受け入れがたい文章であります。
But with an understanding that my following statement should not undermine our clear-cut position, I would like to make the statement. First of all, in the preamble, there's a paragraph starting with disappointed at, and we would like to, we cannot accept this wording.
それからですね、我々としてはですね、このワークショップを開く場合で、特に日本に仮に参加してもらいたいと、ボランタリーベースでですね、参加してもらいたいというんであれば、次の一言を1パラを入れてもらいたいと思います。それが入らないんであれば、日本は参加しない可能性が高いということを申し上げておきます。
And if the workshop is to be held and where you wish Japan to participate on voluntary basis, then I would like to propose one paragraph to be inserted, which I would like to now introduce. And if that is not accepted, there is a possibility that Japan cannot or might not participate in such a workshop.
それはですね、まず最初に日本語で言って、次に英語で言いますけれども、関係する締約国にですね、そのクジラの捕殺と比較するためにですね、他の野生生物や家畜に関するその捕殺技術と関連する情報を提供すると、こういう意味であります。 I will read in English. Urge all relevant contracting parties to provide for comparison to whale killing technique and associated information regarding wild animal and domesticated animals. Let me repeat. Urge all relevant contracting governments to provide, for comparison to whale killing, killing techniques and associated informations regarding wild animals and domesticated animals. これが日本の提案です。もしこれが入れられるんであればですね、日本はこのワークショップにボランタリーベースで参加することをポジティブに検討いたします。
Thank you. This is my proposed insertion of the paragraph or wording. And if this insertion of a paragraph is adopted or accepted, then Japan will positively consider participating in this proposed workshop on voluntary basis.
May I ask Japan for some clarification here? If that paragraph is inserted in the resolution, will you be able to join consensus on this resolution?
ですね、さっき答えはイエス、少なくとも答えはですね、disappointed at the lack of information presented to というこの文章がありますよね、プレアンブラーに。ここにリザーベーションをつけます。しかしながら日本はですね、コンセンサスをですね、ブロックしません。コンセンサスはですね、には入りませんけど、コンセンサスはブロックしません。
Well, we would like to attach our reservation to that particular paragraph in the preamble, which starts with disappointed at the lack, that sentence. And then with that reservation attached, Japan does not participate in the consensus. However, we would not block the consensus either.
Thank you, Japan. I think we need to clarify the proposed workshop a little bit more. We are trying to introduce rules about proposing of workshops that say that you need more details about the agenda, the timing, the location of workshops. So if perhaps the UK could explain a little bit more about the thoughts expressed in agrees to convene in 2003 a workshop on whale killing methods, in particular location, agenda, timing. In between, Norway asks for the floor. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway can associate itself with the amendment proposed by Japan concerning the workshop and also the resolution. And Norway can, if we go back to the appendix one here in the paragraph, workshop in 99 discussed several items and also different ways of deciding the onset of insensibility and death of an animal and of a whale. There were other indications to decide the time for death, and one of them are post-mortem examinations. And in Norway, we have had a study, and it's an ongoing study where we try to determine the time to death by post-mortem examinations. So we would propose that under the paragraph noting, the inclusion of recommendation, we would in last line after observation include the following wording: correlated as far as possible with post-mortem examinations. So the sentence would read, noting the inclusion of recommendation for development of better criteria for determining the onset of permanent insensibility in whales using physiological and behavioral observations, correlated as far as possible with post-mortem examinations under the revised action plan, and so on. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is all getting slightly messy, and I'd like to try to be constructive here. I would, I think, find it difficult to accept the amendments made by Japan and seconded by Norway. That is not because I regard the issues of the killing of domestic and wild animals as being as not being a matter of interest, but because I fear that if we cast the net too wide, the workshop is likely to flounder about and reach no terribly useful conclusions. I would have no difficulty in accepting the second amendment proposed by Norway as regards the use of post-mortem data, because I think when we discussed the basic premise in the working group on whale killing methods and associated welfare issues, we accepted that we would not, and made it clear indeed, that we would not expect post-mortem data to be available in all cases. As regards the timing of the workshop and the exact detail as to what it would cover, I think we are not yet in a position to stipulate that. We are suggesting that it should not, in fact, be held until 2003, and we should have thought that the details on this could be finalised at next year's meeting. But in principle, we think that it is worth taking a decision now that the workshop should be held in 2003 rather than at some earlier date. The wording of the action plan would have allowed the workshop to take place in any time between 2002 and 2004. So by saying 2003, we're not introducing a new commitment, we're just making the current commitment a little more specific as regards timing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Netherlands. And then Denmark.
Thank you, Chairman. As is well known, the Netherlands also attaches great importance to the further improvement, where possible, of whale-killing methods. That is the reason why we support this resolution. And I would like to add, in response to the remark made by the Commissioner for Switzerland, that the methods to determine unconsciousness and death are one of the things that are susceptible to improvement. Therefore, it would be one of the items for discussion by the workshop to be held in 2003. I would like to urge all parties to support this resolution and agree that such a workshop be held. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. Denmark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have listened with interest to the comments here. I have then some supplementary comments to the comments. Start by the last comment or addition from Norway regarding the paragraph noting and paralyzers in analysis. I would say we, in principle, think it is a reasonable suggestion. Just I would like to recall that we are dealing here with different types of whaling operations, and Aboriginal subsistence whaling normally conducted by very small boats and in different difficult situation, icy waters and so on. It's not possible to do that kind of exercise in Aboriginal subsistence whaling. Besides the fact that we also in Greenland does not have available dozens or hundreds of veterinarians to do that things. So that is simply some nature-born restrictions which you cannot avoid to take into account in Aboriginal subsistence whaling. And then to the Japanese proposal to compare with land mammals, hunt, and domestic animals, I can once more use my memory through a number of years to recall that it a number of years ago was agreed to compare the situation in whaling with the hunt situation on large land mammals. Some comparison, but maybe not many, but some could usefully be made. We, however, feel that it is almost in all aspects not reasonable to compare situation in domestic husbandry with a hunt situation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Denmark. Iceland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to simply associate myself with the comments made by Norway.
Thank you, Iceland. Finland.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Like some previous speakers, we also feel that it's absolutely necessary that we discuss whale killing methods and associated welfare issues here. We have no difficulty in endorsing this reservation, this resolution. the Norwegian amendment can also be supported, and I would like to agree with the Danish commissioner what he said about the Japanese proposal. We have no strong views concerning making comparisons between whale killing methods and terrestrial wild animals, but comparing comparisons with domesticated animals do not seem to be so important. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. I think Russia.
Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Мы согласны с предложением Великобритании о том, что этот документ сейчас не нужно уточнять.
We do show and we do agree with the position of the UK that this document should not be amended.
И мы также согласны с рассуждениями Дании о том, что эта резолюция не должна затрагивать аборигенный промысел.
And we do agree with the position of Denmark that this document should not touch upon the aboriginal subsistence whaling.
Наши аргументы сходны с аргументами Дании. Спасибо.
So our arguments are the same as arguments of the Denmark. Thank you.
Thank you, Russia. US.
Thank you, Chairman. The United States wishes to associate itself with the views expressed by the UK and Denmark.
Thank you. Thank you, US. Oman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oman also would like to support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Oman. We have had a couple of suggestions for amendment of the resolution, and I would like to suggest, since it's a well-known fact to all of us who have been attending the workshops earlier, that comparative data might be useful. Perhaps the Japanese point could be taken care of by adding a little bit more at the same place where Norway wanted to have its addition, which was accepted by the UK. And what I'm thinking about is to add and relevant comparative data from killing of other animals. That's in the preamble. In the noting paragraph, the last paragraph in the preamble, should be possible to insert there, and relevant comparative data from killing of other animals. And I would like to propose that that ought to be acceptable for both Japan and the UK. Japan, please.
チェアマンの提案プリアンブルに入るのはサポートしますが合わせてですねあのオペレーティブパラグラフに入る必要があると思います
Thank you Mr. Chairman we support this idea of inserting this particular additional wording in the preamble but I think it needs to be also inserted in the operative paragraph as well
例えばですねあのセカンドオペレーティブパラグラフですねEncourage all contracting government to report to the Commission any technique development within whale killing technology as well as killing technology and, technology, and associated information regarding wild animals and domesticated animals and to submit to the extent possible ということになると思います。
For example, my suggestion is to insert in the second line of the second operative paragraph, starting with encourages, and in the second line, right after the word and in the center, as well as killing technique and associated information regarding wild animals and domesticated animals, and continue on.
Thank you, Japan. Since that was already stated not to be accepted by the UK, I don't think we need to discuss that much further. Maybe Norway has a good way out of this. Norway, please.
Thank you.
Of course, the efficiency and acceptability of killing methods for whales can only be discussed in a scientific manner as opposed to an emotional manner if they are compared to killing methods for other large mammals. And I would remind the Commission that the comparison with killing methods for large terrestrial mammals was part of the terms of reference for the last workshop in 1999. So I think Norway could agree to changes in wording here, but it must be clear from the resulting wording that criteria and time to death for large terrestrial mammals should be included in the workshop. And I would also like to remind the Commission that at that last workshop in 1999, we had these terms of reference, but even so, we did not get much information to the workshop. Especially, Norway has repeatedly asked UK for data on the time to death from the hunt of red deer in UK, and we have never got sufficient data to make a comparison with the killing of whales. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. UK.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no difficulty with accepting that there should be comparative data with between times to death for the killing of whales and times to death for the killing of other large mammals. I take Norway's point on red deer. I think where I run into difficulties is in the extension of this principle to domestic animals, because it does seem to me that the killing of domestic animals is a rather different issue, not least because you don't in general have to chase them and fire at them from a distance. You know, they are killed within short range, as it were. And I think that the considerations there are rather different. So while I can accept comparisons between killing of whales in the wild and killing of other animals in the wild, I think that to try to bring domestic animals into the exercise confuses the issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think that there would be wise for UK, Norway and Japan to try to discuss this a little bit further. I feel that we might find a way out with consensus to include the different views in a reasonable way here. So I suggest to keep this resolution open over coffee break and encourage you to try to find an acceptable text during the coffee break. Is that agreeable to the three suggested parties? Japan? Is it okay for Japan? UK? Is eager to engage in that, and Norway will take part in that discussion. Thank you. Report back after coffee. So, with the exception of this outstanding resolution, I propose to close agenda item 5 right now and take up that resolution after coffee, and then turn my attention back to the outstanding resolution under agenda item 3. Secret ballots. Please, New Zealand.
Mr. Chairman, I have just been informed by Antigua and Barbuda that its draft resolution is about 10 minutes away from circulation, and thus I think we're not yet ready to revive that particular agenda item at the stage. We're ready to proceed on our resolution, but clearly Antigua and Barbuda is not ready with its one at this stage.
Thank you. So we need to keep that open. We have two resolutions outstanding from agenda item 3 and 5.